officially.
We're good.
You pass me a board.
There we go.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I'm
good. Okay, we'll go ahead and get started. This is Becky Kemp. The date is September 26th. It is 6:09 p.m. We have, do I go ahead and just announce everybody that's here?
We can go around and introduce ourselves so we're on the record.
And I am the secretary.
And I am Debbie Bauman, and I'm a parent rep.
Ari Moreno, admin assistant.
Esmeralda Torres, teacher.
Juan Freire, board member.
Brian Gates from Red Apple.
Logio Alejandro, executive director.
Okay.
Angela Zamora, parent on the board, or board member.
Very good. Okay, we'll go ahead and get started then with the financial report. We have Brian Cates.
Okay. Did you put it on the
It is drive? It is on drive. But I did bring card copies as well.
Angela, do you have access to the Google Drive? Are you there, Angela?
Yeah, I can pull it up on my email. Yeah.
Okay, just so you have access to it. And my report too will be on there. My director's report is on the Google Drive already.
Okay. I'll go ahead and mute myself.
Okay.
But I'm here.
Thank you.
Okay. So, today, there are a few items other than the budget that I want to address, so I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on the budget. Overall, we're in good shape. We're at about 5%, 5.25% operating margin. Our cash position is increasing little by little. Our PTIF is active. We transferred those funds on August 30th, and in one day of activity, we got $90 of interest income. So so after a month, it should be a significant amount. So that's great that that's going.
$89 a day in interest.
Wow. Yeah. Nice. So enrollment picture looks great. So right now, we're looking for a little bit of a bump, just like we did last year, as far as when the allotment trues up in December. Revenues and expenses, pretty much in line for this time of the year. When I say this report is as of the end of August, so only 2 months into the fiscal year, only, you know, a week or so of actual operational days there. But Alokia and I met as a finance committee prior to this meeting to discuss some of the detail that you have. If there's questions on that, you can definitely let one of us know. So the other items that before that, are there any questions on the budget up to this point? Okay. As I said, if you happen to peruse the detail and have a question, definitely let us know. So I wanted to address a couple of the issues that are kind of a buzz right now in the charter school world. One of those has to do with restricted funds. Okay, there was a meeting yesterday at the state that had kind of a lot of people flustered, I guess, for lack of a better word. The state, apparently, I wasn't at the meeting, but apparently it said that one of the worst systems that you could use, and again, this is third party hearsay, what they told me, what was said in the meeting, but the gist that they got, that QuickBooks was not a good software to use for accounting. But it's very widely used. It's a great system. I think they're referring to, and this is with regards to accounting for restricted funds. Okay. I think they're referring to a version of QuickBooks called the Pro, which doesn't have the class module. We use the Enterprise version, which has the class module. And what I mean by class is when you have an expense, you want to be able to book it to an account. All the accounts you can see here on your budget. But you also are able to book it to a class or program, meaning Title I, Special Education, Enhancement for At-Risk, Title II, Title III. Okay, I work very closely with Elogio. We develop a plan for the revenue that we expect to come in for any restricted fund. And the plan includes how are we going to cover this revenue with the appropriate amount of expenses. And we follow up and review that plan very often, periodically throughout the year to make sure that we're on track. Okay? So QuickBooks works fine. It's a very good system. As long as you have that version, especially with charter schools, that has the capability of restricting and segregating your revenues and expenses according to class or program. Okay?
So the state recommends using QuickBooks Pro or not?
No.
Okay.
They're not recommending or not recommending a specific software. I think in their experience, some organizations that had trouble were probably using that version of QuickBooks. Mm-hmm. So in any case, we are, QuickBooks or not, regardless of the system, we are segregating the revenues and expenses as we should be.
Okay.
And we spend, that's most of the time when we meet, that's where we spend most of the time. Making sure the Title I is right on track, making sure the CSI and all of those grants, because that's where the problems arise in other schools. And so the general fund, we can spend on whatever we want.
Right.
But those grants have to be very specifically targeting those activities that we're doing. So that's where we spend most of the time. And we feel very, very confident. And mm-hmm. in fact, I emailed him when I was at the meeting. They just mentioned QuickBooks, and we need to talk, and then I don't know who you talked to, or I received a couple of emails from Red Apple saying we're using the Enterprise, which is totally fine, and yeah. then I wrote to the state, and I said, what do you think about the Enterprise, because I'm told that we're using the Enterprise, and they said, we can't tell you, just so you know, the schools that have gotten in trouble are using QuickBooks. And we don't know which system.
That's yes. a version. Yeah,
it's which version?
Yeah. I'm familiar very much with the color of money. I work for the federal government, so yeah, we've got those clear cut.
Yeah.
You know, general. We have general post funds. Yeah. General. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And so I feel very confident. And they asked if where we are on certain programs like Title III, okay. And I said, I know where we are because that's what we talk about. And if you know, then you're good. Yeah. And we feel confident.
Okay. Yeah.
So a couple other things real quick on restricted funds. So, and I'll use special education as example. So there's state SPED and then there's federal SPED, which is called IDEA. There's two things that are very important with regards to federal and state. So federal time and effort forms are required for federal funds. Okay, so for special education, IDEA, anybody who is booked to IDEA, and just so you know, generally we cover that revenue with the SPED contractors that we have, and then some organizations also use maybe one or two employees. Those employees need to complete time and effort forms because it's federal funds. Okay, not the case for state SPED. Okay, and another important item to note is it's a clause that should be included in the contracts that we use of the vendors that do special education consulting. And I've sent that to Elogio, and he's going to review those contracts to make sure that verbiage is in there. Okay, and it has to do with document retention.
Mm-hmm.
Shifting gears just a little bit, another issue that's come up is the governing boards that establish GAAP, which is Generally Accepted Accounting Principles. Governmental agency uses what's called GASB. That's the board that establishes their rules, and it's Governmental Accounting Standards Board. And there's another one called FASB, which is Financial Accounting Standards Board. Right now, FASB is regulating charter schools, and the state wants to make the shift so to GASB. Okay, I called our auditor. I said, what does this mean for us? What does it mean for the school? And they have told me that if the change does take place, which I guess it's not for sure, it won't be for another couple of years. So right now there's nothing to worry about. Even when it does, it really probably will really only affect them on their end, meaning the auditors and how they report. So I don't think we would really see much change. If anything, because of increased reporting standards, you might see an additional bump in the cost of the auditor's services, but other than that, that's what we know. So,
what's the name of that acronym again?
GASB and FASB, F-A-S-B and G-A-S-B. So they're two accounting standards boards that establish the generally accepted accounting principles that, are used. GASB obviously is governmental, FASB is more in the private sector, as well as nonprofits. Right now, it sounds like the districts are regulated by GASB, and so in order to have everybody on the same page, I think that's why the state's making the push. Okay?
Okay.
Questions on that?
Nope.
Okay. The audit has wrapped up. We've received back the trial balance. I'll let you know details as I receive them, but at our office, we're working very hard to make sure that the AFR and APR report is submitted in a timely manner. That is due on Tuesday, October 1st. October 1st is a big day, as we know, for also enrollment.
And we made it bigger. We have a picture day on that day.
Oh, really?
We didn't realize it. We set the
That's
date.
That's a good way to get all the kids
in. I know. We set on the the date a year in advance.
I went in his office and I said, were you the one that set
the date,
for the picture day the same as our audit date? He's like, yep, sure did.
We set it in January, so and I didn't even put the two together. So
yeah, October 1 is a big date. November 1 is a big date with regards December to Utah 1. Grants.
December 1 was sped. Last time day we can.
Good times.
So yeah, it's a busy time of year. I think that was all I was going to address. Oh, well, we want to address the, did any of you receive and or read the email that came from the former board chair of AISU?
Mm-hmm. You did?
Yeah,
you did. I got it in my, and read it?
Uh-huh, in my email. Okay. Yeah.
It's quite the email. I say and read because it would take you some time.
I was really curious because I actually go to church at the same building as AISU.
Okay.
And so we've been talking about it even before it like made the news because we share. So I was really curious. So I thought I liked seeing that. And then I had friends that had kids that went there. So.
Yeah, it's got a lot of interesting information. I've already addressed restricted funds. That's a big issue that came out of the ASU situation. Another issue is liability coverage for board members. It's called D&O coverage, directors and officers. We have robust coverage for that. If you ever want to know further detail on that, please let me know. Jeff Hurst is our agent is fantastic, and in fact, if the board is interested, I know he'd be very willing to come and speak with you directly at a board meeting if you'd like. I've already requested information directly related to the ASU situation, as he is very involved, as it relates to the Esperanza coverage specific to D&L. Just so, because I mean, I don't want to give you a 100-page policy to thumb through. I'd rather him glean the details and tell me what coverage is in place as it relates to the coverage that apparently failed the ASU.
So what?
And I'll let you know when.
Let me just briefly summarize it so that you know, Juan. Apparently the people at what is it called, the
AISU,
American International School,
the board members on the board are being sued.
Oh.
And the coverage is the insurance company is declining coverage for them. And so when I saw that immediately, I thought of you all, your volunteers. And so I got a little bit nervous and began to think, if we don't have enough coverage, we need to purchase an umbrella to cover all of you all the time. But as far as what Jeff is saying, we got plenty of coverage already.
And I mean, if interested, if anybody's interested, Jeff, you know, I've talked to him, and I shared with Olivia, he provides further detail why the ASU situation was extreme and why it's just turned into such a mess. Mm-hmm. The insurer could have done a better job from what he said. Mm-hmm. He doesn't necessarily agree with the way they handle things. So I've asked him to provide further color on our coverage as it relates or compared to the coverage that ASU had. And I'll let you know once I receive that. Mm-hmm. Because I mean, most of all, you all are volunteers. I want you to feel insured and literally and figuratively. You do so much for the organization and the school. We don't want you having, concerned about something like that. That's why this coverage is in place. But the situation has made a lot of board members think twice. Well, they had the coverage in place. What happened? Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm.
And just so you know, that their situation is totally different than ours. They have a business that is interested in making money off of the school. Most of the charter schools are not like that. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't say most. Many of the schools are not like that, and we are not like
very,
that.
Very, very unique. We are how it was established. Yeah.
This is as independent, as volunteer, as nonprofit as it can be. Mm-hmm. So we really don't have. Once I started searching, looking at our because it's the same insurance that covers them is the same one that covers us. Hanover.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So Hanover, there's Jeff Hurst, who's the broker, and then there's Hanover, who handles parts of the liability. Right. And this is the details I'm waiting to find with Jeff. There are different carriers depending on what piece of the coverage. So I think Hanover does it all, but I'm finding out for sure if it's also a different right. carrier that's involved. Yeah. So
we will find out for you. We assure you that we are going to cover you 100% plus. Because I mean, you didn't have to call me. No one ever called me. None of you called me. You read it. You didn't call me. Mm-hmm. But I took initiative to make sure that you are covered. Okay. And if you weren't, I asked Brian that we would need to get another umbrella. And it's only $1,000 for $1 million worth of coverage. So if we were to find out that there were some loopholes, we would get an umbrella for you. Yeah,
there may already be an umbrella.
We believe there is.
But I'll confirm that with Jeff. Other questions that may have come from that email?
Anything that... Okay. We're totally different. They're in a completely different situation, so we're not concerned at all.
That's all I had.
Quick question. The yellow highlights are for... are these new things or...
No,
I'm just curious. I don't know. Does it mean something special or not necessarily?
Yeah, so I've highlighted these for different reasons. On the revenue, those are just new line items this year.
Oh, okay. Dual immersion program is what we are getting.
$15,000.
The famous $15,000.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. Have you started spending those?
Yes, we brought in Medina. No, not Medina.
Jose Medina?
His company.
His
not
company.
Him.
Oh, okay.
What was her name?
La doctora
Colon?
Colon.
Doctora Colon.
Okay. Okay.
From that organization.
Okay.
She was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
The teachers loved her.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Yeah. So she's coming back. November. November 23rd, I believe.
Yeah. In Escalante too, right?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yep. Nice.
So, we're spending the money.
Good. Yeah.
They gave it to us, so.
We... Nos costó.
Nos costó. Yeah. Juan le costó.
Yeah.
Juan was after them for at least since I've known you for 5 years, so finally.
Oh, gracias.
It would have been great. No, we didn't use it. Sorry, Juan.
Delayed.
Thank you.
I'm glad that you bring these people.
Yes, and they're really amazing.
Good, mm-hmm. good.
I think so. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great. Okay. Speaking of restricted funds, I mean that's not your SPED or anything, but we've got a plan for all of those funds as well. So
nice.
CSI funds. Mostly around professional development.
Professionally, we have a lot of professional development going on, mm-hmm. and we have an interventionist team. That is working very specifically with kids in small groups, and they're rotating throughout the school. I'm excited. I don't know why you think about that, Esmeralda. But
yeah, we're doing adjustments, and we're like, it's. I think it's better than last year. lot better.
And last year we did amazing. The scores came out. The test scores came out. And I think, did I send it?
You sent out an email. It was amazing.
We are 23 in English language arts, up from 14. We're at 22 in science, up from 15. In math, we're at 33%, up from 31.
Awesome.
So, yeah. It's like 276% higher than when we started in math, 100% higher in English, and 100% higher in science.
How much did they want at the USB for their replication?
Well,
they
want to see an upward trajectory for 3 years.
3 years.
We've had it for 5 years, except that one dip
in
language arts. That's it.
Yeah.
In math, it's been an upward trajectory. Yeah. So I am, in fact, we talked about this. I'm investigating a little bit to see if there's going to be pushback if we apply for the expansion. If there is going to be pushback, we'll wait.
Exactly. But, probably we should kind of like see what they think before we apply.
Absolutely.
Because I'm sure that many of the kids here are doing better than if they were at other schools.
We know that.
So they are trying to compare apples to oranges somehow. Like, okay, well, those schools, the kids over there are doing worse than here.
That's right.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, too, that we are 33% in language arts, in mathematics, that is. That is 50% higher than statewide for Latino students.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Their average is 26%.
Mm-hmm.
So we are at 33%.
Yeah.
In language arts, the average is 26%. We're at 23%.
But the thing is that now we are seeing the results because the kids who are in fifth grade or sixth grade.
Those are kids. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So before it was not fair because we were getting all the kids that
were
being kind of kicked out.
We were being judged for their performances.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. And that's not fair.
Mm-hmm.
And what I think this year, I don't want to speak too loudly, but I am really excited. I think we're going to be in the 30s all the way around, all the way across.
Yeah, I'm very
science.
Positive. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we're going to be in the 30% range in all of them.
Yep.
We will be above state average for Latinos in every category. We already are there in math, but we will be there in English and science.
Exactly.
So that's why I'm going to kind of get some feedback.
Yeah, see what they're going
to. And if they say go ahead, fine. If they want us to wait one more year, I think we'll be at 30%, and so I think we'll be a shoo-in for next year. So we'll see.
Great. Any other questions?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Brian.
Are you staying or are you leaving?
I can stay for a bit.
Okay, moving on to... Actually, I wanted to... let's go ahead and approve the minutes. Did everyone get a chance to read them and review the minutes last time?
Do you want some?
No, I was
going
to say, do you want a new plate?
Oh, it's okay.
Okay.
Well,
Angela, are you... did you read the minutes?
Yeah, I did. You have a copy of the minutes?
Okay.
You have a copy of the minutes?
Okay.
I don't.
You know how to my email?
If there are no changes, I'd like to motion to approve the minutes.
Somebody want to motion?
I second it.
Okay.
Second.
All right.
Okay.
All in favor?
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Aye.
Okay, good deal. Okay, so the next, it looks like I actually added this to... action items on the agenda. They were put under committee discussion, but if we're going to be reviewing policies, I didn't know if those needed to be an action item or
no. He just wanted it was Cody's idea to put some of those things in there. He just wanted to go through and talk about each of those.
Okay.
His
should we
idea
defer those
when
since
he comes
he's not
back
here? Okay.
Yeah, we'll have to do that.
All right, I'll go ahead and leave that then, and then we'll go ahead and defer the committee discussion, because
sure.
Those are his agenda
those are
items.
His agenda items, yeah.
And I guess we're ready for the executive director principal
Angela,
report.
Angela, were you able to see my screen? Or are you on the phone?
I have two phones up, but which page are you on?
I just shared it with you on Zoom.us.
I have your
PowerPoint?
PowerPoint.
Okay, that's the one. I am going to go through that. Just briefly.
Yeah, I have it up.
Good. Our enrollment is amazing. We were a little worried for a little while, but I think we're fine. We have, it's actually 538. This is the, I think I opened the wrong one, just a second.
It went up?
No, it's exactly the same as it was last time.
532.
538.
Well, this is as of September 1.
Yeah, that's September. Yeah, yeah.
I see.
Let me see.
So what was the number? Right. I'm sorry.
538.
Okay.
We're at 538 right now. And I want to make sure I open the right one. It is, there it is, September 26th. Okay, there it is. Slideshow. Okay. Juan, just so you know, the assessment report will be done October. Okay. Per the...
Next meeting.
Yeah, Julia will be with us at that time. So right now we're at 538 kids, as you can see, which is 13 more than we should have. And we could add two more kids, but we don't want to, because
we want to get in trouble again.
We may get in trouble. So we just want to stay right below the maximum. Mm-hmm. The maximum is 525, but the very maximum without a fine, we can be at 540. And we're at 538, and that's where we want to stay.
Yep.
And we, if a kid leaves right now, we will replace that child until the 2nd of January. And after that, we just leave it. We just don't add any more children until the following year. We have a really exciting thing that many of you do not know. The mariachi band now has been for 2 years, going on for 2 years. We're going to continue that. They are busy. They're going to be at a Bravena Hall coming up. But we actually now have what they call a norteño band. A norteño band consists of the drums, a guitar. It's a bass guitar with 12 strings and one with 10 strings. We will have the accordion and trumpets and a violin. They sing totally different kind of music. That's what Alan did before he came to join us. And so we're going to have this little band. We have three kids that are amazing drummers. We have one that... Even there's a guy that is coming to help us from that plays in a band, and he says, this kid knows more than I. And he plays in a band. He's only in sixth grade. Mm. And we have two others, one in fourth and one in third, that are drummers as well. So they're going to perform for the first time on the 5th of October in Ogden. We're going to close, because the mariachi band is going to play for an hour. And as we close, we're going to open up the mariachi band, and the norteño band will go up to the front and play three cumbias, which is amazing.
Did you tell them we have two drummers?
Three drummers.
And they're good. Talented, they're not just...
They're very, very talented. And we have the guitar players. Alan tells me that the bajo quinto is what it's called, or the bajo sexto, 10 strings or 12 strings. It's kind of complicated because their fingers are kind of small. But we have Mora's child, your nephew.
So talented.
Sam. Oh, my gosh.
He plays the guitar, right?
With 10 strings.
How do you know that?
Yeah.
I didn't even know.
In a matter of days.
Yeah, that's him at the bottom, I believe.
He is.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So he will be, they'll be closing the show in Ogden with the little norteño band, which is a little more complicated because it has drums and all kinds of stuff to set up. But Alan is willing to do that. So this is the poster that is being advertised for our band. You can see the mariachi right there in the front. And it's, I mean, we printed 5,000 copies of that poster to go all over Northern Utah. So we get over 1,000 people there. Yeah, I think, did you go last year?
I went there last year.
Yeah.
It's the one. That's the
Union Station.
Yeah.
That's going to be really, really fun. So the kids now know too many songs. They know like 60 songs. Mm-hmm. They played. In fact, the older mariachi band, because the ones that graduated created their own band now. And they're playing even twice on a Saturday. Wow. So, and they're all the kids that are now in 7th, 8th, and 9th. And I think there's one in 10th. Yeah, 10th grade in high school. Two of them are in high school now, and they're still playing in the mariachi band that they created. They practice someplace else. They're not connected to us anymore. Mm-hmm. So, but they're playing all over the place. Our waiting list, as you can see, is it's big. It's we still have nearly 250 kids.
Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing. This is the CSI formula funds that Brian was talking about. Mm-hmm. There are other competitive funds, and we're trying to figure out if we can use them. We'll apply for them. They have about $3 million for 26 schools, so we could still get more money there. This is the calendar coming up, and we really want you to come if you can. To all the board members are invited to come and get your pictures taken. The providers are very nice, and they give us a packet free for every faculty member, every adult in the building.
I came one year ago, but I didn't get the packet. I just got the card.
You got the little card?
Yeah, the little card, but not the packet.
I wonder what happened to the packet, because they do send the packets.
Mm-hmm.
Did you do the first one or the makeup pictures?
I don't know, I don't remember.
We have 2 days, so you can see there on the first, on Tuesday, this coming up, Tuesday, we have the picture day.
Oh, yes. I did get the packet. I didn't get the digital.
You have to pay for digital even as a student.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a lesson.
Yeah, I remember.
I saw you in the yearbook, though.
Yeah. Oh. And then the picture, the makeup is on the 5th of November, so we have 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Parent-teacher conferences just closed yesterday. We had an amazing turnout. It's just in the PTO.
Thank you so much.
For the dinners.
Wow, it was wonderful.
The dinners were buffets.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Soda and water and a lot of fruits and sandwiches and soups. It's amazing. The parents really
a good variety.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very well done.
Thank you.
Teachers really, really appreciate that. And then we have our fall break on the 17th and 18th of October. Is there anything else that we need to...
cultural lesson plan? Oh, no, that calendar.
Oh, the cultural lesson plans. So last year we did, every teacher did four. We are going to do that again. The teachers actually liked them.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't that hard, right?
It wasn't as difficult as I thought it would be.
In the beginning, right? Yeah. It's probably a little challenging.
Yeah, and so we're kind of waiting for a little bit until the teachers mm-hmm. kind of settle in and they get going. We will start with the first one in November.
Cool.
In November, and then we do the other three in the spring.
What about the lunch?
What about the lunch? You want to mention something about the lunch?
Yeah,
I will tell you about the lunch.
Excited.
It's not on the agenda, but I'll tell you briefly about the lunch.
I was wondering. Yeah.
Starting on the 19th of August, retroactive, everyone eats free except the teachers, of course, but every child 18 and under eats free. It's called
Provision 2.
We talked with Robert, and he told us that it's a good idea because more kids eat, which increases the income, and we don't have to waste time calling people to pay.
It's a nightmare, huh?
Yeah, it's a nightmare. We had one TA that every once in a while, she was so upset because people were mean to her. And she just came and said, and so was mean. And I was like, that's okay. They'll call me. Because they're usually good people that help the school, and they were mean to her. And so she would come in, and she just felt so bad. And when she found out that we were approved for Provision 2, she was jumping for joy.
Mm-hmm.
She really was. And so it's really going to help us. The only thing is that we want people to continue to apply, even though they're over income.
Yes. Yeah.
Because we need to keep that 70%, I believe, was it 70%?
Mm-hmm.
Low income.
We had to look at the numbers pretty close to make sure it made sense for the school.
Yeah.
Found that it did, and so it should be good.
And per Janely from
the state.
The state, she said it would happen every 3 years.
So
every 3 years, the parents would be required, or not required, but, to reapply.
Expected to apply.
Yes.
So right now, this year, we have to have everybody apply.
Yeah.
But if we show that they're 70% low income, and then next year they don't have to do anything. And then the next year we don't have to do anything. Then the third year, then we do have
we
to ask
have
people
to
apply again to establish that we're still 70% low income. And then for 2 more years after that, there is no application required. So.
But there's a difference between every 3 years applying versus every single year.
Right. It's a lot easier. And people don't have to pay ever.
Yeah.
if we continue to be, and I think we will, 70%.
And I think that's what we've been, how we've been selling this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was so, when I got the
Becky?
Phone call, I was like, no, I didn't fill it out because...
I know I don't qualify.
Cooper doesn't qualify for it, I know for a fact.
I know. Mm-hmm.
And then I filled it out and they were like, no, you... And it's a percentage, and
yeah.
I was like, oh, okay.
I mean, I was there with you, Van. I'm like, is that Becky? Tell Becky. Just tell Becky.
Yeah. And she's like, just go in and do it. I promise you.
I was like, just tell Becky. It's fine. Tell
Which
her.
Is good, because, you know, on the my school bucks or mm-hmm. whatever it is, you pay a fee
you
to
do.
Pay mm-hmm. for school lunch to use that.
And we pay a fee.
Yeah.
To pay the tab, you pay
yeah.
a fee.
Yeah.
And I'm like.
So all of that stuff is going to go away. There will be no cost. That's what we
I'm
lunch.
All for it. That's great.
100% of the kids will eat for free. So
That's
we're
great.
Really excited about that.
Tell you what, Cooper has been raving about lunches this year. I don't know what was different from last year. Yeah.
Victor
yeah.
has been going to trainings to try to get better foods. And in mm-hmm. fact, for breakfast, they now have a package deal. So because kids usually just want two things.
Mm-hmm.
And now they take the whole package. And it's a fruit and a cereal and a juice and a milk. And so they don't have to be looking to see what they want. They just get the package and we'll sit down.
Oh, that's nice.
And we're his little lab rats because he'll go in the office and say, hey, here, taste this. This
taste
is
this.
A new donut. This
yeah.
is
a new. So the okay. providers bring us stuff. You got to try this.
Yeah.
And one time they tried, what was it that was supposed to be hot, spicy?
It was an icy, but it was like a watermelon and chili.
Yeah. I didn't.
Lushy
or
something.
I didn't like it. I did not like it.
We're all,
yeah, so we
had an horchata juice.
Oh, horchata too.
But it
yeah.
was spicy. It had like
horchata spicy.
Horchata spicy.
What? Yeah, they were
like hot sauce
stuff.
In it.
Yeah, we were like, ugh.
Apple sauce
yeah.
with spicy in it.
No.
It was gross.
Yeah, some of the kids.
There's still
like,
some things you just don't.
No,
yeah,
you know,
I
understand that people like spicy, but I mean, come on.
Yeah, but it wasn't like a
puts tahini on everything,
but
not
jalapeno spicy. It was like maybe like. Cayenne pepper, spicy,
oh,
where it
yeah.
like stays in
yeah.
your throat. Yeah,
it was
yeah.
even worse. Yeah, I think jalapeno, I would have been able to.
Yeah,
do
we would. No, it was like
yeah.
the other type.
It was gross.
Yeah.
But so he does. Victor is really creative. He wants to go out and get more things that people eat. The little popsicles that count as milk because they have milk and stuff, and so he tries different things, and that's good.
He sent them Lunchables for a field trip.
Oh, nice!
But they're like. Organic
yeah.
stuff, and like instead of candy, they have like a little organic chocolate or something.
See,
do they like it?
Yeah,
good,
the kids
perfect.
Love it.
And
yeah.
the reason,
yeah,
the reason we're doing this is because the lady from the what's the provider's name? The people that we pay all kinds of money for the food.
Nicholas.
We pay all kinds of money.
I know
we,
who it
we
is.
It's we true. Pay a lot of money.
Those invoices sometimes are money.
Yeah, we look
what
at the invoices. Yeah. But we got like $250,000 for food last year.
Mm.
Yeah. So, but they asked us, do you want to make money on your food program or you want it to be at least even? And I told them, no, we don't want to make any money. We want to make sure the kids eat
right.
what we give them. And don't throw it away.
Yeah.
Because we
yeah.
have some good stuff. Some schools don't want to spend the money.
Yeah.
They want to make money. And I said, no, we want the kids to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why
yeah.
they give
yeah.
us all these goodies.
And make it as healthy as possible, right? Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, and then Victor does like fruit. He does jicama.
Yep.
Like there's like the
good,
rare.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Cooper, it was, he belched. I was like, oh, what did you have for lunch today? And he was like, meatball subs, Mom.
Yeah,
he's
like that.
He was, yeah, yeah. That's exactly how it went. And he was like,
you know,
I got
we did have,
one
we
one.
Did have to stop getting the what was it, chalupa, the sauce, because the kids
the
were taking shots.
Chalula.
Oh, are they like the little ones?
No,
oh.
it was in a big
in bottle,
and they kept taking shots, and some of them were throwing up.
Oh, that's horrible.
And we
that's
thought
like,
they were sick.
That is my sauce of choice.
Yeah,
Cholula.
Stop.
But they were taking shots of Cholula,
yes.
and then
oh,
we were going to call a doctor or the nurse, and they said, no, we were taking shots. We were seeing who could take more shots.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
how many
man.
Did you take? Seven? Seven shots of Cholula?
Well, and now they have the powder chile, the tajin.
Yeah.
Tajin, yeah. Cooper, I found my
but
bottle
now,
of tajin in his
there you
backpack.
Go. All right.
And then I have little ones that I would keep in my purse for at
yeah.
work.
Yeah.
And I'm like, where are all of them? And I found one in his bedroom. It's empty. And he's like, pouring it in his hand and just licking it out of his hand.
That's good.
Oh, I know. I love
water.
Tajin. Yeah, I just bought some tahini peanuts the other day.
So we are really doing well with the lunch program. The kids are liking it more and more, and we're being creative. And now that it's all free, every kid can eat for free. It's we're just happy to see. Yeah. I'm glad that you brought it up, because I had forgotten about it.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Any questions about that? And it's not going to cost us any money. We will come out at least a little.
Yeah, so just a little, not clarification, but just a little more info on that. So when we looked at that, the balance had to be with increasing the amount of students that are in the program, we had to cover, in theory, we needed to cover what was brought in the prior year for the families that were paying. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And with the numbers that we found, we all agreed that that would be the case, so that's why we moved forward.
Yep. Let me see. I think that's it for me. Mm-hmm.
Of course. Where's Biggie?
I love that. I used to always love that when I was a child. Sorry.
And still does.
Me too.
Obviously.
It's classic.
That's awesome.
Okay, that's it for me.
Okay, Shalene's not here, but do we have anybody that wants to report for PTO?
She texted. There's not much to report except that we just did the dinners for the parent, for the teachers, for the parent-teacher conferences. Mm-hmm. And then we have our big Dia de los Muertos Festival coming up November 1st, and that's always a big thing. Mm-hmm. A lot of planning and...
And it's on November 1st.
Is it November? That's right, November 1st.
Friday, November 1st.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
So, I think it's going to be the usual where they have the games indoor and the bouncy house and food. I don't know. I still need to talk to Natalie and see how.
Were you guys going to do the what was it?
The haunted house?
The haunted house.
The kids loved that last year.
It was the year before that we did it.
It was the year before.
She said she wanted to plan it this year because she didn't have time last year. Let her know.
Okay, so I will. She didn't mention that, but we will talk about it.
Cool. Yeah. That would be great.
And I think that's, unless there's something else I'm missing.
Those 2 days on Friday and Saturday, our groups, mariachi music groups, are going to be extremely busy. Mm-hmm. They're performing with a Bravenel Hall with the Utah Symphony twice on Friday and Saturday, and they're paying us $1,000 for each day for 20 minutes. They're paying $1,000. And the older kids are performing twice on Friday and Saturday too. Mm-hmm. And then we have the folkloric group that is going to the museum.
The museum part, yeah, fine arts.
Who will be performing over there. So
I'm excited for that.
Yeah. Those 2 days will be.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited for Bravenel Hall too. I mean, that's a huge deal.
Yeah.
But I'm excited because the Diego Rivera exhibits up at.
Oh right, my gosh, yeah. I'm so excited for that.
So the Utah Symphony did give us 100 tickets to go to see.
Oh, that was awesome.
Carlos Miguel with the Utah Symphony. Carlos Miguel is a famous conductor, and he was amazing because he played music from Venezuela and Colombia and Argentina.
He has conducted in different symphonies around the world.
Around the world.
Well, and I think the best thing was that most of our kids from the music, they went there.
Yeah.
They gave them tickets and they went. And that's kind of boring for kids, but they enjoyed it. They were dancing. It was nice. It was really good.
So it's a good connection we have with the Utah Symphony. They gave us 100 tickets. So and there were at least 2,000 or 3,000 people there, I think.
Yeah, it was really good.
It was a lot of people. Alan and I were invited for what do they call that? A reception for Carlos Miguel upstairs.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. They had all the little.
Yeah, I bet they did.
They had tostadas. I've never seen tostadas that little. About like this.
They just make little it on tostada. A corn chip.
Yeah.
And corn on the cob. This small, tiny little corn on the cob. This is the really high class people from Mexico that have. I never seen tostadas that little. This is the Mexican delicatessen. Is like, okay, I've never seen it before.
But thank you.
But they took us around and showed us all the stuff.
Please?
Many of the funding people from H. Miller Group, one of the
Larry
sons.
Taylor.
Yeah, one of the sons was there. I don't recognize him, but the president of the Utah Symphony was there. Mm-hmm. All the musicians were there. One of them performed with a Mexican symphony for the one that was on the.
Did we talk about the video that the?
Oh yeah, Carlos Miguel, the conductor, Alan went up and said, "Can you give a message to our mariachi?" And so, do you have it?
I'm trying to find it.
I wonder if I can find it over here quickly. And he did.
I saw
that. And the other thing that he did is Alan is shameless.
He is shameless, but let me.
Let me put it up here.
Okay.
Where is it? You want to send it to me?
It's on Alan's Facebook.
Alan? Okay.
Oh, he's going up Facebook.
Yeah, Alan is shameless. He
there was a line of people, 50 people, to talk to him and take pictures with him, and Alan would not leave. Mm-hmm. I left, but that's Alan awesome. Stayed until he came.
Mr. Alejandro was under the table, probably. I'm like, that's how I feel.
A little celebrity.
He doesn't care. He's like, I was there. That was my meta. I was gonna reach it.
So I want him to hear what Carlos Miguel says because, I just thought he wanted to take a picture with him and move on. He didn't. He made him commit.
Yeah. So. Mm-hmm. I'm recording this.
Oh, wow.
To coming to our school in November. He will be coming back to the Utah Symphony. And as we were leaving, Carlos Miguel went to the president of the Utah Symphony and said, when I come back, please make some space because I want to go see the mariachi at Esperanza.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
He told him that
leaving. And then I'm going to invite the kids here. For a recital.
Rehearsal.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. So then, is that them?
It's the one. I don't know.
Sorry. Let me just quickly go and duplicate.
So if you go into his videos, it's like.
Oh, actually, in his videos.
Where in his videos is he?
Are you in his page?
Yes.
Okay, so.
Photos?
No, videos. Where are his videos? Okay, so go in.
If you click on photos, and then you can go to videos from there. Usually. Oh, no.
Or more, probably.
Nope.
Go up. There's a more button. See if you have photos.
There you go.
Yeah.
Videos. The mosquitoes still getting.
Oh, that one's a fly now.
Up, up. Where is it? Well, those are old.
So, is it one of the.
It's right under his videos.
Alan's videos?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, maybe. So scroll down more.
There it is, yeah.
Is it this one?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Armando un saludo al mariachi Águilas de la Esperanza. Soy Carlos Miguel Prieto, director de orquesta mexicano, y me da muchísimo gusto que en el estado de Utah haya un mariachi joven. Síganle así. Esto es algo que les va a acompañar toda la vida y que van a hacer muy felices a muchísimas personas. Maestro, aquí en el video te invito algún día que si quieres hablar con
There is no.
Amazing.
I wish you had the one of the lady.
Several people. I want to show them the one from the kids playing in the Norteño band.
Oh,
is it here?
Yeah, and there's one with.
Where is it?
So it's the one right above it.
Above.
So scroll down a little bit. Right there with
this
the
one.
Batería. Yeah, I think that's.
This is the Norteño band.
Has them in that little room.
And you'll see.
In the closet. This is a sixth grade student. And we have three.
So talented.
This is Abel.
Who are you?
Good. the third one was there.
Wow.
So anyway, this is it's amazing for us every time I
and
go in there.
And here's is it Samuel? No.
Samuel
sí,
is
Samuel.
Oh, the 10-string guitar.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. 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 Wow. You can see it here.
Ah.
Is it the bajo sexto? Okay. Yeah, they're just...
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Good. Good.
Wow. So the last thing we have on our... is to talk about the board meeting schedule.
Okay, so I sent you the one that we would... And most of you agree that we could change from January on.
Yes.
And so Phil would start... we will process everything before that so that in January he can join the board.
Wait, so how is the schedule changing?
It's the first Thursday.
No, sorry.
Didn't I send it to you?
I never saw I never got it either. You said, told me you'd send it on Monday and you didn't.
Did I send it to you one?
You sent the very first one, but not the one.
I have to pop off, guys. Sorry.
Okay.
Okay.
No, you're good. Thank you. We're done. I'll send you the new schedule, the meeting schedule. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I'll send it.
Okay, you bet.
Bye.
So I received the very first one, but after...
So there's no changes until January. Mm-hmm. There are no, everything is the same. I will resend the schedule.
So before January, though, there's no meeting in December, right?
Right.
And then November...
We have a meeting.
Well,
okay. That's Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving is the fourth Thursday.
Yeah, but we have we changed
the third. On the third Thursday?
I think it was taken into account in the calendar.
Yeah,
right?
We did. Yeah, we did.
So our first meeting in...
I didn't hear what that was changed to.
So...
I mean, we can talk about it next month.
Yeah, we still have a little bit of time, but I will send it to you with the updates.
Okay, so as far as... So you're saying starting in January, the meetings will be the first Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
Let me quickly...
That would be January 2nd.
I don't... It
would be the first
was
Thursday.
Was it the second? I need to look, make sure.
That's the day we come back to school, right?
Mm-hmm.
If someone can find it quicker than I'm looking at the scent.
If you could.
So the one up for November, according to what it says here, the very first email that we received is November 21st.
But which is the week before, right?
Oh, so the third
it's like
Thursday?
The third Thursday.
The thing was moved to the third, and there's no meeting in December.
Okay, the 21st.
You want to forward you the email?
So I have a conflict on the 21st.
Brian Cage, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
B. Cage, I read that there.
Well, I just sent it, but B. Cage, this one.
Yeah.
I just forgot to you. Yep.
We can talk about this more later, but yeah.
You got something on that day?
I have a conflict on the 21st, but...
So October, we're good, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
24th. Okay.
I mean, if the 24th works for everybody else, I can, you know, have the report ready with any pertinent details.
Mm-hmm.
Before the and then I can present it here.
The concern for the first Thursday is that the prior year or the prior month data will not be ready by then. Most of the time.
So we'll be able.
With another school that I handle. This is actually their idea, and you can let me know what you think. I just present the prior month data. So in January, the report will be as of the end of November.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because you know, statements are generated on the first of each month.
Mm-hmm.
In January's case, you know, it's the next day, so there's no way we could have everything reconciled and have time to prepare the
budgets.
For
the first week, yeah.
And, you know, and Ari, you know, we send her the statements, and she needs at least, you know, a week.
Like, just saying.
February, it's the, you know, it's the same situation. So, I mean, that's going to be... If it's the first week, if it's okay with everybody that the
we're a month
as
behind.
Of we're kind of a month delayed,
mm-hmm.
then that's fine. but
if we're a month behind, will we catch up at the board retreat? or no.
So the other question is, so typically what will happen in a given month, so let's say January, we, you know, the statements come up, we'll have the board meeting. January, since that's the first month, there won't be any new financial data. February's meeting, what we can do is at some have the, and with the new board treasurer, we'll have to determine if our same schedule for finance meeting right before the board meeting will work. But yeah, it would just be reviewing the prior, as of the end of the prior month.
So it's actually the second week. You can see it on the screen right now.
Oh, so it's the second week.
Yeah,
it's
the 9th.
Is that better?
The 13th, the 12th, the 9th, and the 13th of those months.
The second Thursday of each month.
Yeah, right there on the January the 9th.
A lot harder.
Yeah.
And then the 13th, February the 13th.
Like, get your statements out in 3 days.
March 13th. Or 12th, March 12th.
Maybe we should vote now so these are approved, right? Since we have quorum.
Yes, yeah. You can have quorum.
So this, we can post it.
But I think we need to have you see it before.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so you're looking at it now, and then we can vote on the
quorum. Send it out.
Yeah, I'll send it out again.
Put it on the agenda. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, second Thursday of the month would work, right, Ari?
Yeah.
We put you on a much shorter timetable.
Thanks, guys.
I know, I said her job just got a lot harder.
She's capable.
I think it was just like last month because it was...
August is always the worst for everyone.
What was that?
There's always a ton.
And it's only because she took the whole month of July.
And that's only because I deserved it. I'm just kidding.
Didn't even answer phones.
Nope.
I
blocked him.
Yeah.
You were truly out of the office. Good for you.
Oh, yeah.
That's hard to say these days.
Mm-hmm. I was gone.
Yep.
Mentally and physically. No, it's okay. But no, yeah, of course, that's fine.
So, yeah.
Yeah, we'll vote on it on the next
semester. Yeah, and in January, next semester, I teach till Thursday till 6:40. So I'll join via Zoom after I teach.
Awesome.
That's it. Thanks, Juan, for still being
every
here.
Thursday. Huh.
Mm-hmm. Well, only for 10 weeks, which is two credit courses.
Oh.
So after sometime...
Two months.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, then I guess we're ready to adjourn. It is 7...
Sorry. I don't know if it's probably we should. It's not a big deal. But I was absent in August. It's just I was present.
I know.
Not a big deal,
that.
But...
Oh,
I
can go back and correct that. I just realized it too when I copied my minutes.
That's why it took me longer because I'm like,
Thank you.
I was in the spirit.
Okay, well, we'll go ahead and adjourn at 7:06 p.m.
7:06.
Thank you.
Thanks, Becky.
Thank you.